Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Hey, friends, and welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and this is soon to become the Navigating Your Leadership Podcast. And again, I've been sharing the whole rebranding. All of that is happening very soon. We're just waiting for the last few things to get in place before we officially rebrand, relaunch. And if you want to be part of that relaunching team, reach out to me and let me know. I would love to have some of our faithful fans and listeners join me as we rebrand to get the word out. We're at a little over 7,000 downloads, and I would love to hit a ginormous big number of 10K by the end of September. That's huge for us. Not huge for some podcasts, but that would be huge for us. But I need your help. So if you want to be part of the launch team, let me know. There are some prizes involved. All right. So we're continuing our series on discovering your leadership style and superpowers. And today is the third of the series. So in the first part, we talked about the why and what of discovering your leadership style. Why do you even need to know it? And what does it really mean? Last episode, I shared the 6 steps that hopefully you've taken the time to go through to really think about how you lead. And those 6 steps are what's going to help you figure out what your leadership style is. And today's podcast, I'm going to tell you what the 4 different leadership styles are, and that should help solidify so you can see yourself within one of those styles and say, oh, that's definitely me. Especially if, again, you did take the time to go through the 6 steps, it's going to be more clear to you of what gives you joy, what gives you energy, what do people look for you for. And as I read the descriptions today, it should kind of jump out at you and say, oh, that must be my style. And you may see yourself in all 4. You may see yourself in a couple, and that's totally okay too. But try to lean in, figure out which one do you really lead with. Now, before we jump into those 4 things, I do want to put another plug in for the Discover Your Strengths workshop that is coming up on August 24th. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. Yes, it's a daytime event because I know most of the listeners have flexible schedules. So, and if you don't, I'm sorry. I will have some in the fall on weekends or weeknights. Let me know what works better for you, a weeknight or a weekend. I also know we're a global community. So there are people all over the world that listen to the podcast, which is pretty darn cool, I think. So if you'd like to have different options, send me that and I'll take that into consideration for future workshops. But this one is at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on August 24th. Super duper great rate for the Uncharted Entrepreneur listeners. And it's super cost effective anyway for everybody. But this is where we're going to take your assessment. So you do want to have done your assessment already. And we're going to dive deep into it. You're going to learn what does it all mean, how to read it, what to do with that information. It's super fun. It's super interactive. You'll probably do a little networking with some other people that hop into the workshop, build a little community. And here's something else, because I'm assuming you're a leader. If you're listening to this series on leadership, you're probably leading a team. What I would highly suggest is you select a few of your team members to join you on the workshop. that will like tenfold what you get out of it. Because not only will you be discovering what your strengths are and really how what that all means, but you'll be able to see what some of your key players, what their strengths are. And together as a team, that will be so powerful. So I would highly suggest that you share the link and talk to some of your key people to join you in the workshop. All right, let's jump into this series, the rest of the series here. So again, today I'm going to share with you the four different types of leaders. Now, as promised, I'm not going to leave you hanging with just knowing what your leadership style and superpowers are. We are going to have a bonus episode. And in the bonus episode, I'm going to share in more depth what it all means. And for each style, actually, we may jump into each style separately and what that means as far as how to use that superpower, watch out for. So just like Wonder Woman has her bracelets, you want to know how to use your bracelets effectively. But just like Superman has kryptonite, we also want to be aware of the kryptonite. And every leadership style has its bracelets and its kryptonite. So we'll break down all those things. So again, don't worry. I'm not going to leave you hanging with just knowing the information. We're going to talk about in the future episodes what to do with this information. All right, so the four leadership styles, and this is all based on Gallup's research from the strengths assessment. So it all is based on that, which again, Gallup bases everything on deep research. They have studied the most successful entrepreneurs, the most successful leaders out there, and they have narrowed things down to say, oh, this is what excellence looks like in a leader. This is how they act. This is what they do. And they have come up with these four distinct leadership styles. So the first one is, and even though I'm going in order, I always want to emphasize, just because it's first doesn't mean it's best, even though I happen to be pretty heavy in this one. So the first one we're talking about is the strategic thinking leader. So every team needs people who keep everyone focused on what could be, people who devote their time and talents to understand what is necessary to routinely put their team in the position to succeed. High-performing teams rely on people with strong strategic thinking themes to absorb and analyze information that informs better decisions. Your superpowers come from being creative and innovative. You are the gift to stretch the team's thinking for the future and inspire new ideas that can lead to high performance. So if that sounds like you, you lead as a strategic thinker. Okay, next we have the relationship building leader. You understand that every team is nothing more than a group of unique individuals. A team's power comes from each person being empowered to use their distinctive talents and appreciate others. High-performing teams rely on people with strong relationship-building themes to bring individuals together and make the team greater than the sum of its parts. When your team needs to become stronger and more cohesive, you have the gift to bring them all together. You can easily move the group to achieve shared success. You are the bond that holds great teams together. So if that sounds like you, you are probably a relationship building leader. All right, let's move on to the executing leader. Every team has goals to achieve, work to accomplish, tasks to complete. High-performing teams rely on people with strong executing themes because they make things happen. You know how to get things done. You are able to easily take an idea and make it a reality. You are not afraid to work tirelessly to accomplish the goal. If that sounds like you, you are probably an executing leader. And then the last one is the influencing leader. Every team needs to communicate both inside and outside the group. No matter your goals, effective communication is essential to achieving them. High-performing teams rely on people with strong influencing themes because they take charge, speak up, and make sure others are heard. You are the master at selling the team on ideas and persuading others to work towards a single goal or mission. You are a natural at reaching a much broader audience and convincing others to excitedly be a part of accomplishing the team's goals. So those are the four leadership styles: the strategic thinking, the relationship building, the executing, and the influencing. Now, again, if you have done your Clifton Strengths assessment, you have this in the back of your report. On page 21, 23. Let me just tell you here what page it is on. But it will tell you which of the domains you lead with. So it is on page 21. Which domain you lead with. So that's going to help you because that's also your leadership style. And again, the whole point is when you can lean into it and realize like, oh, I lead with this. This is how I need to work. This is how I can work with my team the best. You will start attracting the right tribe to you. You will feel more confident as a leader. You will feel more authentic. You will clear the clutter of trying to compare or trying to be like somebody else, because I've seen this happen so many times and I went through this myself, especially in the direct sales and network marketing business. We are trained by top leaders and we fall into this trap of thinking we have to do things and be like them, and we have to say the same thing. We have to act the same way. We have to teach the same way. We have to do the same things. And if our styles are totally different, we're not going to find the success that they had. We're going to feel frustrated. We're going to be tired. We're going to doubt ourselves. We're going to lose our vision for what we're building. But if we can discover And I keep saying it, but there's just no other way I know how to say this better, is just lean into and own your own leadership style and be who you are at your best, amazing things are going to start to happen. So if you've been following an executing leader, but you're a relationship building leader, it doesn't work the same way. It doesn't mean you're not great leader. You're both not great leaders, and you both can get to the same goal, the same level, the same position. You just have to go about it a different way. So I hope that helps. And I really do want to know, what leadership style are you? Or which one do you think you are? Or maybe you're totally confused. Like, I don't even know, Sherry. I'm not getting this. Reach out to me. Try the little message button. See if that works. If it doesn't, then just email me at sherrymiterco@gmail.com. Or just head over to Facebook and find me. It's SHERIMITER. I'm on Facebook. Hang out there way too much. Message me and let's chat. But I really can't wait to hear from you, to hear what is your leadership style. It'd be kind of cool to see which style do we have more of on the Uncharted Entrepreneurs, soon to be leading, Navigating Your Leadership podcast. All right. Until then, thanks so much, guys. And I will, as promised, be having a series on then what to do with all this great information you have.